At Eindhoven University of Technology, Rudy Beckers is looking into private mobile radio. Some interesting developments are going on right now. And 10 years ago, trunking was the buzzword. But many things have changed since then.
Yeah, that's true. Some 10 years ago, there were high expectations of trunking networks. And actually, what people thought is that all those many users, and that were like several million users in Europe, on private, small, local networks, were expected to move more or less to larger public networks operated by network operators such as PTTs or other commercial companies. Well, expectations were very high, but in fact, those networks were much less successful than people expected. So now the market for such system is a bit unclear, and several developments are going on, but it's not exactly clear which way things are to go.
Why was trunking not so successful?
Well, there might be several reasons for that. First of all, because maybe those local networks that users build themselves, maybe they were performing rather well from an economical point of view, for example. Another reason is that maybe a large portion of the possible market for mobile radio could also be served by networks such as GSM, which means that there's only a small limited number of users maybe who use specific, really specific functions to those networks.
These organizations didn't want to release portions of the spectrum that they had access to previously?
Well, there are indeed spectrum problems with such networks, especially with the new coming up standards, so that's the European Digital TETRA standard for this type of application. There are serious problems with finding free spectrum for such new networks, and that's subtly playing an important role here.